Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is so wonderful to be with you all here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. All of this information is also on my host page at voiceamerica.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. That is just another form of support that can help you on your path of enlightenment. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. You can also go to my resource tab on my website. Now let's begin with the show. Today we are going to focus on the seventh ray. With the seventh ray, we are coming to a bit of an end of the journey through the seven rays. And so the seventh ray very much can be seen as a form of completion. And it is true that within the seventh ray, to be able to truly use that seventh ray, you have to have completed all the initiations of all the other rays. They all lead to one direction only, and that is to become a perfect channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light, to bring about transformation, to bring about change, to assist in the evolutionary process that humanity is going through, not just now, but continuously, because change is the only sure thing we have. Change will always happen. It is the way that the in-breath and out-breath of God is manifested, is showing itself. And so in every one of our lives, the seventh ray has much significance, and we are going to go over that today. Now, of course, the seventh rays, or the seven sacred rays, are not the only rays. There are many other rays. But the Hierarchy of Light always wants to focus on the most basic and most foundational information possible. If you haven't mastered the first seven rays, it's going to be mighty difficult to start working with any of the other rays. The first seven rays are the rays that will help you in the ascension process. They will help you in raising yourself up into a higher consciousness. And so with the first ray, be focused very much on that part of surrendering. Surrendering to the divine will. To have the courage to know through trust and faith that there is something greater that is working with us and through us, and that we are also part of something greater. And the first ray teaches us that. It's a lesson of trust. And El Moria and Archangel Michael, they teach us to have the courage to have trust and faith under all circumstances. It is also a lesson of allowance. Allowance and acceptance, so that you make space and room for something greater to work with you and through you. The second ray, the ray of illumination and divine wisdom, teaches us to become an empty vessel so that the light of the divine can enter us and fill us up and through us work on our surroundings and through us create a magnetic force that then attracts through the law of attraction things to us that otherwise would be repelled. So the power of illumination is very important, as it also teaches us to not always need to know, to not need to know what's ahead of us, but to stay in the present moment in the knowing that whatever has to be given to us as divine wisdom will be presented to us at the appropriate moment. And the third ray, the ray of love, kind of speaks for itself. What would life be without love and compassion? And how can you bring about transformation, which is the symbol for the seventh ray, without love? Love is a key ingredient to bring about change. And then the fourth ray, the ray of purification, asked us to continuously work on our issues to purify ourselves. So by doing so, we are raising our frequency higher and higher and higher. And as we raise our frequency, we become a more effective tool of the hierarchy of light to bring about change, to bring about healing, to bring about empowerment, where empowerment is needed. Then the fifth ray is the ray of healing, but it is also the ray of consecration. So all the work we've done, we now are capable of being the sacred vessel of the divine hierarchy of light, bringing forth the healing powers of the divine to touch those around us, and not only bring healing to them, but also bring to them a higher truth, a truth that allows them to see with a newfound clarity that then in turn allows them to make new choices in their lives. And then the sixth ray is a ray of service, but also a ray of resurrection. You come to a point in your life as an initiate where you've gone through so many tests and trials that there's only one answer left for you, and that is through the power of love that you come to an understanding of the evolutionary process, and you want to share it with others, and you want to show others how it is done or what worked for you, because you realize that everyone is part of one, that as you help others, you also help yourself, that there really is no separation. So there's a deepening of understanding that you're part of God, of Creator, of Spirit, of all that is of Source, however you want to call it, Allah, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with the religion, but with the Source force that encompasses all. And so with the seventh ray, you're now completing everything. The seventh ray asked you to be in alignment with Source, to detach yourself from the outcome, but in this process of detachment, to also very much allow thy will be done through you. So to be able to have the power to face whatever kind of opposing forces are coming towards you, and to be willing to become the scale, so to speak, the scale holding two opposing forces in balance long enough that through the power of love, they can merge and become something else. And so it does take power, but a power that doesn't come from you. You would not be able to be that scale yourself. You have to allow something greater to cradle you and to hold you in this process so that you're even able to do something like that. And isn't it interesting that the scale often is depicted as a symbol for the judges, you know, the blindfolded goddess of justice holding a scale in her hand. The seventh ray is very much also known as the ray of freedom and liberation. There is that need of having so much trust and faith in the alignment with Source that you no longer need to see, you just know, you feel it. It is from the heart, it is from your soul that something greater works with you and through you to create balance and transformation in your life around you. So there's profound power in the seventh ray, a power that doesn't come from you, that comes from your divine I Am presence. And that's why so often when you hear about the seventh ray, it talks about the I Am statements. It talks about using your connection to your I Am presence to work with you and through you to bring about change, to bring about transformation. And that holds true because by doing so, by truly trusting that I Am presence to be part of you and to work with you and through you, that is then eventually that you can bring about changes into your world to the highest good of all. And to the highest good of all doesn't always mean that it is the way you expected it. Sometimes it at first appears to be a tremendous tragedy of what happens, a crisis. And yet later on, when you look back, it was a necessary crisis to liberate you. Sometimes we look at divorces or separation or loss of a job or loss of a home as a tremendous crisis, but the loss of a home might have forced you to move somewhere else where you're more needed and where you can become more effective as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, where you can find another relationship that brings you happiness, or where you can simply find yourself. So crises, opposing forces, if you maintain the balance through the power of love, can become something so much more beautiful and liberating if you allow it to unfold. And if you allow yourself not to just see it with your human eyes, but also with the eyes from your divine I Am presence. So think about where you're still hanging on, where you still are not trusting that you're part of something greater. When you work with the seventh ray, there can be no doubt but the knowing that you're an aspect of something vaster, something greater, something divine, that spirit works with you and through you. And you have absolute trust and faith in that, no matter what is happening around you. So ask yourself, and it's really interesting that this show, the last show of this year, ends with the seventh ray, because at the end of a year, we have an opportunity to look back and ask ourselves, where have we not allowed ourselves to let go of control? Where have we not allowed our divine I Am presence to take over because we were too afraid to let go? So think about what you've held on to and what it is that it's time now for you to truly let go, whether it's a belief system, a habit, whatever. What are you hanging on to? And now is the time to let go of it. The seventh ray of transformation is also a powerful ray of alchemy. And often you hear about making out of lead gold, but that very much is a metaphor for changing something that no longer works into something that does work for you. And often we hang on so much to an expected outcome. But the seventh ray really teaches us that place of balance. Balance is a key aspect, and Saint Germain will talk a little bit more about that. So invite now the seventh ray into you, as Saint Germain is going to speak to you directly and is taking you on an inner journey, as you will also find that it's going to help you create an inner balance that you might not have had the same way before. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love and joy that I come before you today. Towards the end of a year that was a significant year on the path of awakening for humanity. 2015, spirit and matter coming closer together than ever before. And now you're preparing for another year, 2016, a year that signals forms of completion. More doors are going to begin to close. New doors will open. And the experience for you will be more so that all the hard work is now finally going to show, and you will reap more and more the fruits of your labor. So truly, this new year, you can celebrate a little bit more. You've worked hard and you've maintained a lot of transformational forces within yourself to assist humanity as a whole. And just know that we are deeply grateful for everything you've done. Every choice you've made that was a choice from love, not fear. Every time you've allowed love and light to balance darkness and fear is a time that you assisted in the raising of the frequency here on Earth. And Gaia is asking continuously for your help. You know, there were many predictions about earthquakes, supervolcanoes, floodings, but all of your continued willingness to work directly in alignment with me to bring transformation and transmutation of old and discordant energies into the vibration of love and light into the world has assisted in changing the future and will continue to do so. The future does not have to be traumatic. All we are working on is a peaceful transformation into a new paradigm of love and peace. And all of you play an important role in that. The idea is not to create such a huge crisis that many of you will no longer have anything to fall back on, because a huge crisis means such a bad and harsh hit on humanity that it would throw many of you in your evolutionary process much further back than it would be beneficial for the outcome that we are all working on achieving. And again, the idea is to bring about liberation. The idea is to bring about a higher frequency of love and peace. And so we are all working together with you who are willing to be the open vessel, the open channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light to make this happen. The seventh ray is at this time a great, great, and probably the most important factor to work with in this transformational process here on Earth. That is why I'm supervising every part of what is going on here on Earth right now, together with Sanat Kumara, together with Buddha, together with many other masters and angels alike, to assist in the awakening process. What does it mean to work with the seventh ray? Most importantly for you, it means that you become the living equal-armed cross on Earth. Often I'm depicted with an equal-armed cross hanging around my neck, like a Maltese cross, for example. There's great meaning in that. You have to understand the power of four in one. The power of four is a balance between masculine and feminine, between opposing forces, but also the balance between spirit and matter. You cannot work with the seventh ray without being in alignment with your divine I Am presence. And we know that many of you get frustrated when your I Am statements don't work out the way you were hoping for. The reason for that is that there's still some doubt left within you that does not fully accept that you're part of something greater, that you're part of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And because of that, you're interfering with the power of manifestation. There's also a necessity for detachment, for absolute trust and faith in your divine I Am presence, in the knowing that this divine I Am presence, as long as you're focused on service to the light, as long as you're focused on anchoring the new vibration of love and peace here on Earth within and around you, will support you, will allow for everything that doesn't hold that frequency in your life to leave, to make room then for that what holds a higher frequency of peace and love to enter your life. The reason why it doesn't happen is because often you're hanging on too much. You're not willing to let go. You're not willing to let go of control. You're not willing to let go of that what appeared at first to give you structure, a sense of safety. But if you move forward with the seventh ray, the ray that often is connected to the occult and to ritual, what it really means is, through the knowing of your place within all that is, you can maintain a higher frequency of self. and in this higher frequency of self, in this alignment between heaven and earth, you create a balance. This balance allows you to hold two opposing forces, one on each side. It's in your heart, the heart being that balance point, being that pivot point that allows everything to stay in place. Until these two opposing forces are willing to surrender, and by doing so, to merge through the power of love into oneness, and by doing so, you alchemically create something new. That is what you do in ritual. That is what you do when you enter the deeper mysteries of life. As you enter the deeper mysteries of life, you're willing to look upon that what has not been seen before and shine the light upon it so that it can be seen. But because it was covered and hidden for so long, there might be a tremendous fear of being seen. So you hoard the vibration of love and the vibration of balance and stability to maintain a tension between the opposing forces, to not move in either one direction or the other until a form of alignment takes place, an agreement, so to speak, takes place, and that what is hidden is no longer afraid of being seen and being experienced out into the open. That is how you assist humanity to go deeper and deeper underneath the surface and to bring into light that what has long been forgotten. Their true, true divine essence can then come forth through those layers and fully be expressed out into the world, shining a new radiant light into every aspect of creation here on earth, and therefore bringing the new paradigm of love, peace, here into manifestation. So what we are going to do now, I want you, wherever you are, to open up your arms, if you can, to feel your feet on the ground, to feel your head raised towards the heaven. And your feet will connect to the power of the earth, and your crown will connect to the power of heaven. And on one side, one hand, you will hold the darkness. On the other side, you will hold the light. And through your heart, through that tremendous love and compassion, I want you right now to just feel what it means to be the seventh ray of transformation by holding everything in balance. You're not going to do anything but be in a place of love and alignment. And while you're doing that, we are going to play the second piece of music by Mike Snyder. Now an alignment took place between the light and the darkness through the power of your love, through your heart. I invite you to bring your hands together, fold them over your heart, and touch your heart. Now this light and darkness can merge into oneness, being transformed and transmuted into a very new frequency. And then out of your heart, being born out of something as something new. That is alchemy. That is who you are. And what I described is a simple ritual. A ritual where you can even call on the presence of angels and ascended masters to support in this process of balancing and merging and feeling them descend. So the alignment between heaven and earth, between your crown area and your feet, descending into your heart center and then assisting you in the balancing of those two opposing forces. And you can do that with all aspects in your life. You are living a life of duality as a human. It is a given fact. And so when there is this controversy or when there is this tension that you're feeling in your life between two aspects and you want to create something new, stand in form of an equal arm cross. Feel each opposing force in one of your hands. Call on the support of the angels. Feel yourself being in alignment between heaven and earth. And then when it feels right, bring it together within you, within your heart. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, and in this process of having touched your heart, something opened up within you that is calling to you now. So use your breathing to go even deeper within yourself, deep into the portal of your heart as it has opened to create a pathway directly to a very ancient temple, the temple of the cosmic violet flame. So allow yourself to enter through that portal and to follow the golden path that is taking directly to another multidimensional place far from the earth. It is not important that you know exactly where it is. Now that it is the original place where the violet flame was created. And so as you enter this temple, you're greeted by many priests and priestesses who are continuously still tending to this temple and to this violet flame, feeding it with love, power, and illumination, feeding it with the higher frequency of purification, with the consecration, as well as the power of resurrection. And so, as you're called in, as you enter this sacred place, remember that you were here before. You were here before and you received instructions. You received instructions of how you would become a carrier of a spark of this cosmic violet flame and how you would bring it to a very desolate place that had forgotten about the importance of being willing to change, that you would bring about change, that you would be a form of a system buster, that you would bring illumination to those who were still asleep and afraid to open up their eyes. You all are initiates of the violet flame, not just any violet flame, but the original cosmic violet flame. So at this time, and it is a key time when you listen to this, regardless where you are, regardless when you listen to it, daytime does not make a difference. This is an activation for you. You're ready to take your divine work to the next level as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, as one who transforms, as one who brings freedom and liberation to those who are afraid to open up to that. As one who is not only the voice of the hierarchy of light, but also the acting hand. When we talk about the acting hand, then we talk about healing through touch or healing through music. The voice would be healing through singing or speaking. Of course, there are many other ways one can bring healing to the world. Art in any form, poetry, dancing, are all tools of transformation if done right and in alignment with Source. So here you are now, opening yourself up once again to that cosmic violet flame, as it will now be infused into you to activate another deep coding within you that will set off a transformation within you to get you ready for your next divine work here on Earth. Simply allow yourself to receive that. We will play the third piece of music. Keep holding the space of allowing yourself to receive this cosmic violet flame infusion that is being given to you by those who are tending to the cosmic violet flame at the temple. You will simply receive it. You don't have to do anything.
Thank you.
So become aware that there is another presence with you. It is the presence of Ascended Master Aeolia, who is a higher aspect of me. And Ascended Master Aeolia is going to be working very closely in the next few weeks and months with you and through you, because it is a time of completion. It is a time of completion on many, many levels. And so it is time to truly let go of what no longer serves you, to not carry it on from one ascension spiral to the next, but to let it go. And so Ascended Master Aeolia is now stepping forward and is activating within your heart an amethyst Maltese cross. And this amethyst Maltese cross is infused with a golden ray of the cosmic Christ consciousness as a necessity to activate within you a higher frequency of love than ever before. The path you take can only be taken through deep, deep love. It cannot be controlled through your mind. It cannot be conceptualized. And so many of you are finding yourself in situations that will force you to open up your heart further. Either by realizing that what you've been so afraid of has no meaning at all, is nothing to be afraid of any longer, or that what you're so much trying to achieve is being replaced by that what truly is in alignment with you, what truly will trigger your passion and your joy. And that is what it's all about. You cannot be a power of transformation if you are not opening yourself up to the seat of the soul, to your sacral chakra, to the joy and passion that fuels you, that gives you that extra strength that you need to maintain that tension between the opposing forces without crumbling under the pressure. It also reminds you of this Maltese cross that is now being activated within you, of the importance of balancing the four elements within you, the element of earth, the element of water, of air, the fire. All hold their rightful place within your physical body, and it is connected through the spirit self within you. And there we are again, your divine I Am presence, your spiritual self. So as you are now starting to use in ancient invocations the power of the I Am statements again, I don't want you to simply say it or repeat it. I want you to feel the truth of it. I want you to feel the power of your divine I Am presence working with you and through you. And if there's any doubt, if there's any fear, if there's any questioning, then put your hand on your heart and activate this Maltese cross within you so that it can infuse you with a cosmic violet flame in ways it has never done before, transforming and transmuting any discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. And then out of that cosmic violet flame comes a golden ray of the Christ love that then fills all of those parts up that you've released, the vacuum, so to speak, to be filled up immediately with a higher frequency of love, so that the old cannot be replaced by the old again, but it is replaced by the higher vibration of love. Also maintain the attitude of gratitude. It is in the power of gratitude that you align yourself with something greater than you, that you remind yourself that you are part of something greater. This is very important, as it is so easy to forget from the day to day that you are part of something greater. and you simply do your routine work or do the day-to-day. But it is so important that you remember who you are within all that is, and that you own it, so that your words hold that knowing that it is not you speaking, but it is your divine I Am presence through you speaking. That when you greet someone and you shake their hand, that it is not you shaking their hand. It is your divine I Am presence through you shaking their hand. And when you do any form of healing work, that it is not your touch that is bringing about the comfort and the healing, that it is the divine I Am presence through you that is bringing the healing and the empowerment. It teaches you another level of surrender. It teaches you another level of acceptance. And it also teaches you another level of detachment. Because none of you would judge your divine I Am presence for not being good enough. You would have that trust that if the divine I Am presence makes a decision, that even so you might not fully understand it, that in the long run it will make sense. But if you come from your human self, you will question and doubt it. Don't do that. No longer. It no longer serves you. And so, now that you can come back to this ancient temple to rejuvenate, to recharge, to be reminded of who you are, you all have a great heritage, a great lineage that is supporting you to bring about change and healing into the world. So now I invite you to slowly take the path out of the temple again. And instead of simply finding your way back into your body, I invite you to take a moment and hover above your body, above the place that you've left behind. And take a moment and look at your life. Look at your life the way it is right now. And as you do, you might now see where you've allowed fear and doubt to maintain a lower frequency. And by doing so, have allowed, in a way, discordant energies to be rooted into your life. So I invite you now to send that violet flame into different areas of your life where you deem it necessary. When you're ready, slowly allow yourself to re-enter your physical body, to simply become one with the body you left behind, to feel your feet on the ground, to feel your hands move your fingers. And again, for one moment, I invite you to put both of your hands onto your heart and feel within your heart the changes feel the cosmic violet flame being fully activated within that Maltese cross. Feel that Christ light within you as well, that has also been activated through that Maltese cross within you. And feel the balance. Feel that you are truly now in alignment with your divine I Am presence. This is for you to maintain that alignment with your divine I Am presence. It is for you to use in the days ahead when you're facing situations that seem to throw you out of balance. Always remember, put that, what you consider to be the discordant energy, into one hand, and that what you consider to be that higher aspect of it, that aspect that is coming from the vibration of love and light, in your other hand. But don't force it together. Create that state of equilibrium, of balance, where you then call on the angels, on the ascended masters, on ascended master Aeolia or myself to descend, on Archangel Zadkiel and Amethyst to ascend and to assist in transforming and transmuting not simply the discordant energies on one side of your hand, but to transform and transmute all those discordant energies that hinder the peaceful merging of these two opposing forces into one. Then you're not forcing one aspect to change. You're creating a place of peace that allows these two aspects to come together in peace as one. That is the key with everything. Don't just be a force of transformation out in the world, forcing your light upon anybody. Remember, you are a bridge. You bring about freedom and liberation through the power of balance. And I am with you always. And I wish you a happy new year. I will be with you as you cross over into a very significant year to come, 2016. Now that my love is with you always, I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain, for this beautiful journey and the information. And thank you all for being part of our show today. It is always such a blessing to have all of you here listening to it or listening to the recording. You are the ones that are really making the show. It is the Ascended Masters who are here for you because you're ready to receive this wisdom and information on your path of enlightenment, to put yourself out there in service, bringing about love and light into the world. Thank you for that. So I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week, which is in the next year. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's already going to be 2016. You can listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. And next week, we will be focusing on taking you to the karmic board, which is a beautiful way of using your intentions to create a whole path of transformation for you in 2016, to empower you, to give you some extra tools and strengths throughout the year to support all the changes that you want to experience. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Blessings to all of you, and a very, very happy new year.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.